Do people really understand the limits of natural selection? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been looking at the philosophy of science, and there's always a heated debate in the scientific community between natural evolution and intelligent design.
John, Stephen Meyer is a respected scholar and articulate defender of intelligent design. As a result of debating theoretical physicist Lawrence Krauss, he was rebuked for talking about the random component in natural evolution. None other than atheist Richard Dawkins was quick to blog his disgust. Listen to these words. When will these people understand that calculating how many gazillions of ways you can permute things at random is irrelevant? It's irrelevant, as Lawrence said, because natural selection is a non-random process.
So Dawkins says there's no point calculating the probability of these things happening by chance because natural selection is not happening by chance. It's guided by nature selecting what's best.
But Meyer understands natural selection is a non-random process. However, natural selection won't take you from one kind of living thing to another. You need new genetic information to bridge the gap.
And that's why it depends on a roll of the dice.
Random genetic variation and mutation has to occur and result in a distinct advantage. That's why The New Scientist carried a series of reports under the title Lucky You, Accidents of Evolution That Made Us Human. Evolution is a game of chance, and we uncover six of the winning mutations that helped humans hit the jackpot. John, when you truly understand the odds of hitting the jackpot again and again and again, the numbers are off the chart. It's time to look in another direction to find the best explanation. Intelligent design.
Check out Reason Why's new devotional. It's available at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.